In the second presentation of chapter 10, we learned how we can value bonds in much the same way as we value stocks using the discounted cash flow model. However, the big difference is that our predictions, our valuations for bonds are a whole lot more reliable than they are for stocks. Why? Because bonds are fixed. We know how much money we're going to get with regard to interest and how much money we're going to get when the principal is redeemed, barring the unfortunate and unusual situation where the bond goes into default. So let's take a look at a spreadsheet that very much like the spreadsheet we used when we were able to do the discounted cash flow model with stocks, we have a spreadsheet for bonds. And it's a little different in that bonds have reliable annual payments, so we use the present value of a stream of payments, whereas in stocks, we gave each individual year a separate present value. But in this case, this is the bond we used in the presentation, and all the gray area is the stuff you type in. AT&T 7.625 is the coupon rate, and the last quote was at $1,395.49. So the calculator says, oh, that's paying you a current yield of 5.464. But remember, you're only going to get $1,000 when the bond matures, so that's not what our real yield is. It doesn't mature for 10 years, and so it says, oh, yeah, you're maturing in a little over 10 years. It's April 7th today. So the price to yield, which is what we looked up, was 3.057. Principal's 1,000. It's rated BBB, so it's still investment grade, but at the lower end of investment grade. And it is callable. And it's surprising that AT&T has not called in these bonds. They can get new bonds at 3%. Why would they keep paying 7.625? I don't know. You have to ask them. So the calculator says, okay, here's the $75.25 we're getting every year. And then there's the present value multiplier. The computer does a very good job of calculating it. It's a computer. And so that's equal, that's a mistake. So that's equal to $649.68. Those $76.25 we're going to get every year today is equal to $649.68. And then to that, we're going to add the principal repayment. And in 10 years, at a little over 3%, that is equal to $739.53. So the $1,000 we're going to get in 10 years at a little over 3% is the present value is $739.53. So that tells us that the bond is basically worth $1,389.21. Well, how come it's sold for a little bit more? Well, here's the problem with this model, is that it's using annual payments. Remember, bonds pay every 6 months. So what we really should do is use semi-annual payments. Well, that's a little trickier calculation, and we don't really have tables for that in Chapter 10, but the computer can do it without any problem. So here is the semi-annual payments of $38.12.50, basically. And there's the present value multiplier for that, plus the fact that we're going to get $1,000 in 10 years. And that gives us a little bit more, right? $1,393.40, meaning the fact that we're getting that $38 every 6 months gives us a little bit more juice from our future cash flows. That's a couple dollars more. What? $1,389 versus $1,393. And it's selling for actually a couple more dollars than that. Cool? So you could use the bond calculator to do your calculations, but please do at least a few of the calculations in Chapter 10 using the present value tables, okay? Okay, so that's our bond calculator. Cool.